Hey, you are listening to Under the Olive Tree, the Palestine Solidarity Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Until next time, I wish you a free, free Palestine.
Best-selling albums from one of the greatest bands of all time. Grand On Stage presents Classic Albums Live, performing Queen's News of the World. We will rock you. We are the champions. An authentic recreation. Note for note, cut for cut. Plus, a performance of Queen's greatest hits. Friday, November 29th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Classic Albums Live and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Classical. I know that why. nothingness inside your DNA. Ooh, that's a bleak sunrise. All true, all kind, and all natural. How the crew with time becomes classical.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call for, I can't believe it, November 29th, 2024. That's right. We are on the final Friday before December, and we are just a day away from an extremely busy but very exciting event that I'll be running at the Spire. IWA and CFRC present Wrestling School of Rock. So you know what, you're going to have to forgive me if I'm a little tired today because we did the Radiothon 24-hour stream Wednesday and Thursday. We've got this show coming out Friday, and then we've got the wrestling event on the Saturday. So, whew, busy couple days. We kicked off our show this morning with Barry Roberge Paquin with BPR Strut. We also had Vampire Weekend with Classical. And coming up on this edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call, we've got a lot of great CanCon, we've got a lot of great local stuff, including a handful of fresh, brand new release radars, fast becoming a CFRC staple, highlighting the outstanding work of local artists, so playing their new releases. And if you're interested in getting yourself on the release radar, you can do so through the Kingston Music Office and get yourself some sweet CFRC airplay. And of course, folks, this is a busy time of year for the station because we are in the midst of our annual funding drive. $25,000 is the ultimate goal. That money going towards day-to-day operations, but also the funding of special projects, things related to our music, news, and sports divisions. All very exciting, but all stuff that we need support from our community members and our donors to really take to the next level. So if you like what you hear from CFRC on a daily basis, why don't you consider donating? Head on over to cfrc.ca today, click donate, and you'll have a couple options. You can give directly to CFRC and get yourself some sweet swag like station merch, appearances on your favorite programs, song requests, all that good stuff. Or if you're looking for a tax receipt, you can actually give through the Queen's University Giving Portal. Both of these links are available through the donate button on CFRC.ca. So if you're feeling generous, why not donate? And I get it. It is a very busy time of year, and money is often tight around the holidays. If you want to donate, you think, oh, I can't afford to give $100, $50, $20, $10, that's fine. Donate as much as you are able to contribute comfortably. It all counts. I would rather we have 25,000 individual $1 donations than one $25,000 donation. So that's all I'm saying, folks. The power of collective donating and collective action can help keep Kingston's only truly local radio station an independent and long-reigning broadcaster. 102 years we've been doing this, and we'd like to do it for at least another 102 more, and you can play a huge, huge part in that. And of course, if you attend the Wrestling School of Rock show tomorrow night, that money is also going towards CFRC's funding drive. So you can get some tickets for a pretty sweet professional wrestling show. You can donate to CFRC. You can have yourself a one-of-a-kind type of night. It's going to be electric in the upper hall of the Spire. We will have tickets available at the door. Cash is preferred, but we can also take online transactions. However, I'm just going to tell you right now, buy your tickets in advance because we are getting close to our cap, and when we hit that cap, that's it. That's all. Sorry, can't help you. So just bear that in mind. If you're looking to come to the show, better to buy now and avoid disappointment later. Okay, folks, we're going to get back to the tunes, and we're going to kick it off with a 2022 release from Kingston's own The Astros. This is I Think You Know, right here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM and, of course, CFRC.ca.
Thinking up ways to waste my time, but shouldn't step out of line, cause that just isn't my style. It's getting hard to decide, but now chasing the night with you, making my way somehow.
I get a feeling,
making my way somehow.
Drawn a lonely line.
I heed a warning that my time is done, and I have to be moving on.
This week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Ashtray Whispers, the second release from Kingston-based singer-songwriter Jessica Wallowicz, who will soon join CFRC's airwaves through our Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Recorded at Port William Sound, Wallowicz's new single explores a longing for closure and the miscommunication that led to it. With emotive lyrics and compelling production, Ashtray Whispers became available on all streaming platforms on November 21st. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Ashtray Whispers on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM, supporting local artists since 1922.
Eulogize me in a song I'll never hear. Lay my bones to rest with your fear. Nothing else can move these roots.
Is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing. Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event. Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool.
Have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love extended family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
Time to blow the roads. I spend my time
And we are back. Hey, what's up? What's happening, everybody? This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. And you just heard Sheer Mag with Playing Favorites. Prior to that, we had Idaho with Westside. Hockey Dad, Australia's Own, with Still Have Room. The Giraffes with Limping Horse. And we also heard music in that block from such luminaries as Mother Mother, The Astros, and Swim. It's SW lowercase I uppercase I M S Swims, if you're curious at home. And coming up over the next couple minutes, we're going to slow it down a little bit. We just had a nice little run of kind of harder rock and rock adjacent genres, but we're going to play a little bit of folk for you. We're going to slow things down because I'm inspired in part by the phenomenal Sky's the Limit, which you can catch Wednesdays at 6 p.m. for the Radiothon, which you should go to cfrc.ca and listen back through the archives to catch all the action. They were playing a show that was based around kind of like November music, so it was kind of a little cooler, a little more wistful and mournful. It was a fantastic show, a fantastic set. So I'm going to be channeling inspiration from Skylar and Abby for the next little bit here, because we're going to have music from a lot of kind of folk singer-songwriters like your John McKeels, your Tom Savages. It's going to be a pretty fun set, and we're going to throw in a release radar in there as well, which once again, I love the release radars. I think that fits CFRC's mandate and mission statement oh so perfectly, highlighting the very best in local and new music. So we're going to hear from Nolan Hubbard in this music block as well as we approach the end of hour one, getting geared up for hour two of the Indie Wake Up Call. And just a reminder, folks, CFRC's funding drive still ongoing. So if you're feeling generous, head on over to cfrc.ca, click donate. You can either get some sweet swag by donating directly or get yourself one of those wonderful tax receipts by donating through the Queen's University Giving Portal. Pardon me. All right, folks, let's get back to it. This is John McKeel with Under Burden. Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock.
A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Thank you. dreaming or am I now? Did I imagine all my friends around? All my people there, I can see you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nolan Hubbard's latest single, I Won't Lie, released November 22nd from his second EP and debut release under his new indie label, Kingsville Records. This five-track collection captures the artist's journey through self-discovery and relationships in his early 20s, showing a growth from his 2017 debut, Luminosity. Now 28, Hubbard describes this EP as the culmination of his evolving sound, blending soulful harmonies, layered fingerstyle guitar, and genre-bending instrumentation. While rooted in pop folk, the record explores fresh influences like alternative, reggae, hip-hop, and country, balancing creative freedom with a clear pop sensibility. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website.